The California Concert. From 1971, a group of artists that all recorded for CTI Records, getting together at the Hollywood Palladium to show off their skills. A neat group, some very great playing there, straight up in-your-face jazz. It's from 1971. That's my historical segment for today. Great folks, and that last track called Red Clay, it was a feature for the trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, and in fact is the title of one of his greatest albums by himself, or at least not by himself, but away from this live band. And it's a very neat album, and Hubbard did some really great work. So good on you, Creed Taylor. Good for you for putting together that band. You did some good stuff, and the artists were pretty fine. And we have actually snuck into the third hour of our program today. And so sometime around this time, I take a break from the music and give you a chance to ponder what you're actually listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thanks, Victoria. Yes, I hope we all do. I know I will. That's what you're listening to. And this program, within all of that, is Voyage. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays, streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. And my name is Keith Black. Well, moving along, I mentioned at the outset that this next track is a preview, although it's not a sneak preview. It is a legitimate preview, a track from an album that has yet to be released. It might not even be out till February. I'm not sure. But what is a frequent pattern is that the folks in the know slip out a track, so you get teased as to what the whole thing's going to sound like. This is Canadian-born saxophonist Quinson Natchoff with a very interesting album called Patterns from Nature. And it is apparently, in its collective, is going to be a suite related to that topic, if you will. And it has with him some really neat people, pianist Matt Mitchell, who I think has the major solo work on this one track that I can play for you, trombonist Ryan Keberly, clarinetist François Houle. I'm delighted at that. François Houle is based in Vancouver and has a clarinet sound that I have enjoyed and have played anything I can get my hands on of his over the years. And he was a friend, or is a friend, or whatever, of Colin Smith, who is a long-standing part of the CKUW family. And he's on this on clarinet. Percussionist Satoko Takeshi, bassist Carlo DeRosa, and the Molinari String Quartet. more and more, the string quartets or the symphonic components are taking their place in modern jazz compositions. Nachtschoff is a great composer as well. Certainly, in this case of the large ensemble compositions, and hearing this one track, I can only say I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the album when it is actually available and I can get my hands on it. Anyhow, here is the one track from Patterns from Nature with Quinson Nachtschoff and the gang. This one is called Branches. Quinson Nachoff, a saxophonist, leader, composer, whatever, with a preview track from an album to be released hopefully not too far into the future, sometime in the next few weeks probably, called Patterns from Nature. Some fascinating writing there. I'm waiting, as I say, to hear the whole thing. When you hear only one part of a suite, it's hard to get a sense of the whole thing. That was a teaser, in effect. And we're moving along here. It's 12:23 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Jazz until 1 o'clock. Still a couple of artists to go, so let's move along here. This album was on my list for last year as one of my faves. William Karn plays keyboard, trombones, and even vocalizes on some of the tracks here, and is the leader of this group called Choices, all capital letters. So it's sort of William Karn's Choices, and he is the leader there and the composer. With him on this album are Hi-Fi Low, who is also known as Todd Pentney on keyboards, Brad Turner on trumpet. Not all these people are on every track, but it'll give you an idea of who's there. Luis Denis on alto, Lena Alemano on trumpet, Tara Davidson on alto and voice, Selena Evangeline on voice, Larnell Lewis, David Dorenzo, or Colin Kingsmore on drums on various tracks. Now that I've got you totally confused, and you're not going to know who's playing what, and I'm not either, so there you go. The album is called The Unburdening, and William Karn is a very prolific Toronto-based leader, composer, and trombonist and all. And so here is a set. I'm playing the set runs five or six tracks, but several of them are about 2 minutes long, so they're very brief tracks. Here is William Karn from The Unburdening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace Be was the title of that last track in the set from William Carne's Choices album called The Unburdening. And some neat work there. And again, most of the tracks are very short, but they convey an awful lot of message all through it. And it's a really neat thing. Now, I'm going to take us out with parts of an album from New Zealand with a saxophonist named Oscar Lavin, who has an album. This album's out for a while, although I just have come across it recently. And his influences are very far-reaching. But one of them is Dizzy Gillespie's Afro-Cuban period. And that really shows up here. This is a live concert, a live concert. The album is called Elegant Calamity, and the folks are all probably quite well known in New Zealand. They're based in Wellington, New Zealand, and I'm really wondering if they know or have had contact with Winnipeg's Keith Price, the brother of our program director here, Scott Price. Keith Price is a fabulous guitarist and is teaching in the jazz program in Wellington, and has had some great releases both here and a couple down there. I haven't had anything recently. I must ask Scott if Keith has anything cooking down there. But I'm really wondering if he has run across Oscar Lavin in the new Wellington jazz scene in New Zealand. But this is really sort of, this is really great, in-your-face, just fun music, and at least on this, most of this album. So I'm going to play us out with a track called Krong Park. And I imagine that Krong Park is maybe somewhere in Wellington or whatever, if indeed it is a real park. And there may be a little bit of another track called Dizzy Campaign. And that's well named as well. So this will take you out in a high mood. It'll be really neat for the rest of the program. My name's Keith Black, and as always, I want to thank you for tuning in today. It's been a pleasure to bring you some of the best in the new and not so new jazz world. And I'll be back next week to bring you more of the new and the not so new in jazz world. So I hope you can tune in again next week, as I'll be back to do what I can. Thanks for looking after yourselves this week, and do it for another week. There's another time coming that you're going to need to pay attention to what you do with other folks. That's always what defines how well you are living. Enough of that stuff. Here is, from Elegant Calamity, Krong Park, with Oscar Lavin and the band. And I'll see you next time.